Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. On a yellow wedding cake tier are two sets of brides and grooms. One pair are blondes, the other have brown hair. The couples dance, they kiss. Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin. Next tier, each couple holds a baby. The women hold the babies, the men hold briefcases. The blonde woman in a suit holds a pointer. The brunette wears paint-smeared overalls. The men hold golf clubs. Sam Waterston. One of the men puts his arm around the other. And Martin Sheen. The men hold hands. They kiss. The women are on the top tier. They face one another. Grace and Frankie. The cake splits, the figures fall, the cake collapses and crumbles. Created by Marta Kaufman and Howard J. Morris. At a meeting.
You all know I had to reset my sobriety clock a few times, so this little two-year chip feels pretty big right now. This year, it's had its ups and downs, but where I am today...
We just passed 8,000 orders. Would you shush?
Oh,
relax. Nobody can hear me.
Her family in the front row turns to her.
Made my amends. I'm working full-time. I regained custody of my lizard, Spencer. Oh, and I finally moved into my own place.
Yes!
Bud stops clapping and puts his arm in the back of Allison's chair.
Anyway, one day at a time. Keep coming back. And hey, how cool is it to get a cake for not doing something?
Oh,
what? That's my coyote owl.
Couldn't you have named him something quieter? Like train horn.
Bud conducts the singing. Grace sings and checks her phone. Bud hands the cake with the number 2 on it to Coyote.
Happy birthday, Coyote. Happy birthday to you. Keep on it.
Bud takes a selfie with Coyote, who holds up the chip. Coyote blows out the candle. Grace and Robert hand out cake.
I'm really proud of him.
I am too. Glad I had a drink before I came.
Ooh, that was the move.
So how are things at the Continental Congress?
Well, Peter has asked me to stop directing the other actors in my scenes, but I don't know. They do things I hate.
Other people are the worst.
I don't want to assume anything, but I got you tickets for opening night.
I'll make an exception to my community theater rule. But if there's audience participation, I walk.
Fair enough.
I thought I'd take Bud and Coyote out to Philippe's. Would you like to join us?
Oh, that sounds so good. I'm starving.
Grace eyes Frankie and tilts her head toward the door.
I can't go.
Why not?
I'm getting a signal.
What signal?
Grace jerks her thumb. Frankie returns a thumbs up. Grace waves both arms toward the door, then rolls her eyes.
Oh, I know that game.
Robert circles a finger and points.
What is it with these people?
I'll get that, honey.
Allison removes the capped water bottle from her mouth.
What happened to your wrist?
Carpal tunnel.
Oh, do you work on a computer a lot?
No. Hey, how come Brianna didn't come?
Oh, she's, vacationing in Baltimore.
Barry moved to Baltimore. Wow, that's a long way to go to stalk somebody.
Right. Like you're not weird as fuck.
Mal opens the water bottle.
I'm gonna go pick an orange out of the punch.
Allison walks off. Bud takes the bottle and drinks.
That's your house?
Yeah, all 160 square feet of it. It's amazing how quickly you can fill a space.
Do you ever wake up, forget you live there, and think that you became a giant?
Yes. No, every morning, I do.
Who's that?
That is Coyote's. It's not like that girl, a.k.a. Nadia.
Nadia? Is she Russian?
No, Calabasas, so Calabashian.
Well, it's very like that to me.
Oh, it's so like that.
What are we gonna talk about?
Coyote's. It's not like that girl.
Oh, it's totally like that. Mm-hmm. Want some orange?
Nope.
Okay. Wow, you are one lucky man.
Oh. Bud sucks on the slice. Allison licks her fingers.
Thank you.
Mal wrinkles her nose. At the beach house, Grace unpacks vibrators from a crate.
I need to borrow your George Foreman grill.
I don't own a George Foreman grill.
You sure? Then whose George am I holding?
I don't know. Yours?
Huh. Anyway, see you later.
Yeah, hey, Frankie, look, did you not see all these orders that still have to go out?
Sure do, but I haven't seen Jacob in weeks. And we're supposed to have a romantic barbecue. Anyway, thanks for the grill.
Yeah, stop. You can always burn down Jacob's farm another time. We have to get all these to the distribution center by 4:30.
But it's Sunday, the Lord's Day.
You're Jewish. Yesterday was your day. Today is my day, and I say we work.
Frankie's shoulders droop.
Oh, another order.
I just hate to cancel on Jacob again. He already bought the tofurkey and not dogs for me.
Well, I'm sure those things will taste just as awful on another day that's not today.
You know, he and I have to talk about stuff.
What kind of stuff?
You know, Jacob and Frankie stuff. Relationship-oriented chit-chat and such.
Uh-oh. What did you do?
I didn't do anything. I'm delightful.
Well, don't screw it up, because he's a good one.
He really is.
So good, in fact, that I know he won't mind waiting a little longer for his chit-chat and facsimile meet.
Grace checks her computer.
You know, Grace, I've been crunching the numbers and doing some business-oriented strategizing.
Oh, can't wait to hear this.
I'm thinking about how people really want the thing they can't have, like the McRib. If we're going to create a frenzy for our product, we have to take it off the market.
So you want us to shut down?
Interesting. Now that you mention it, Grace, yes, we definitely should shut down.
Look, I know it's intense right now, but we're going to look back at these days like the most fun we ever had. When I started Say Grace, it was the girls and me in the garage every weekend packing up skin cream.
Didn't Brianna report you for child labor violations? We should hire your grandkids.
Oh, yeah. The authorities would love that.
Grace waves a vibrator.
Okay, smarty pants. If it's going to be the two of us, we'll never get this done by 4:30.
Not with that attitude, we won't. All right, we do need help.
Sorry, George.
Well, now I know whose that is.
A sticker on the grill. Property of Airport Press Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
At Bud's, he sits at the counter with files. Allison appears in her robe.
Meow. Oh. You said you had your stomach thing, but you were putting on a sexy outfit.
Well, I did have my stomach thing, and then I put on my sexy outfit.
Wow. Well, I was gonna wait until it got dark outside, but I also got a little something to add to the party. I hope it's not, you know, too kinky.
He takes a plate.
But... bam!
Of strawberries from the refrigerator.
Wow.
What do you think? I mean, we don't have to, you know, try it if you don't want to. I just want to make sure that everybody's comfortable.
I love it.
You do?
Yes. Oh. It'll totally be worth the hives. Bud, I have never seen the side of you. Mm. Are you going to spray whipped cream all over me, you bad boy?
I didn't get any whipped cream.
Would you get chocolate syrup or something? Caramel sauce? You got butterscotch?
I got strawberries.
Oh, okay. So, like, what do we do with them?
Eat them, and then sex? Full disclosure, I didn't have time to read the whole Cosmo article at the dentist. Oh, also, I'm supposed to spank you. But obviously, we can work our way up to that.
Well, now that you bring it up, I actually brought something, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
A vibrator.
It's from your mom's company.
My mom gave you that?
No, that would be so weird. Your mom's partner gave it to me.
Bud darts his eyes.
I mentioned that I had carpal tunnel, and she shoved it in my purse.
Is it for...
It is for us to use on me.
Oh, yeah. Cool, I know.
Cool, very cool. If it's too weird for you, we don't have to.
Are you kidding me? I'm the guy who suggested the strawberries.
Yeah, so, okay, what do you think?
Let's do this.
Dude.
Yeah. You go in, and I'm gonna just Google some stuff real quick.
Okay, you go do that.
Yeah.
Outside Mal's house.
So?
Coyote walks with Nadia.
What do you think?
Where is it?
It's very funny.
Oh, I love it. It's really cute.
It's dollhouse cute, right?
Yeah. Like if Ken got one for Barbie, he'd get super laid.
No, Ken doesn't have a penis, and Barbie's a tease.
Hey.
Hey.
I saw you through the window, so I wanted to come say hi and bring you this. I signed for it.
Oh, my prescription shampoo. Awesome. It's regular shampoo. It just has medicine in it. Not there's not a problem. You know, some people, they hear prescription, they think...
Hi, I'm Mallory.
Hey. Yeah, Coyote's told me so much about you and your kids. He loves those kids.
Yeah, I really do. Hey, I'm going to make some smoothies. Mallory, quick question. Can I use your blender?
Sure.
All right. Oh, you got any frozen yogurt?
In the freezer.
You got any fruit?
In the fridge.
What kind of fruit?
Just go look.
He's a good guy. I'm glad I met him when I did.
Sort of marches to the beat of his own drummer, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I was watching you two at the meeting, and you guys looked very cute together.
Oh, it's not like that.
Okay, I've known the guy since he was 5 years old, and believe me, it's like that.
What?
Totally. He's crazy about you.
Oh. I gotta go.
Wait, what? Did I just...
I think you did. I need to not be here right now.
Your bananas are too green. Where are you going?
There is this housewarming. I said I might stop by later, which is now, right?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I gotta go.
Wait, Nadia, wait a sec. What the hell was that? Mallory, what happened?
I was just trying to be your bird dog.
My what?
You know, guys go out. One of them tries to pick up a girl. One of them's his bird dog.
Oh, my God. Are you trying to say wingman right now? What did you say to her?
I just told her that you liked her.
What? Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry, but you do like her,
yes,
right?
Of course I like her, but I'm not going to tell her that.
Are you 15?
In many ways, yes. She's new to the program, okay? She's not supposed to be in a relationship for the first year. I was waiting, trying to be a grown-up for once.
I just wanted to help.
Yeah, but now she knows and she can't unknow it.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry doesn't fix it. Just get off my lawn.
Mal takes a step back from the parking strip grass to the sidewalk. At the beach house, Robert and Frankie carry stacks of cardboard boxes to the dining room table.
Somehow, packing vibrators with my ex-wife is not how I imagined my Sunday.
But who knew it would be so fun?
Gold star for Saul. Do you see what he's done here and why I'm congratulating him? Look how straight his label is. This is our goal. As opposed to this. Now, I'm not asking who is responsible for this abomination, but why don't you take Saul's box back out and use it as a model.
A model? Wow. What can I say? You gave very clear instructions.
Here's your noser.
Come on, get pumped, people. We have a deadline to meet.
Oh, now you're concerned about deadlines. But when it's 11:55 and Del Taco's about to close, where is your concern then, Grace?
This is more important than second dinner. Every label represents a customer who's responded to our product. Doesn't that excite you? Woo!
Can we at least take a coffee break?
I don't need coffee. I'm energized by the work.
Woo!
Robert and Frankie turn away.
Woo!
Robert takes Saul's model box at Bud's.
I miss you.
I know you do. Yeah, I really brought the ruckus.
He leaves the bedroom in a robe and slippers.
Scoot-a-doot-doo. Hey, I'm starving. You hungry? I bet you are. I'll whip up something for you. Gluten-free pancakes? I'd throw some strawberries on there if I hadn't eaten them all. Sorry about that. Ended up needing the energy, though. Am I right, babe? Right, babe?
He cracks an egg.
Quick scramble? Babe? Allison?
Staring straight ahead, he whisks. Grace removes labels from a printer.
If I'd known you were as good at this as you were at stealing my husband, I would have gone into business with you.
He actually made the first move. You know, we don't need to talk about this.
No, we don't.
If you recall the last time we huddled around a computer together, we were courting a mustachioed mystery man.
We were young then. We're wiser now.
So no new mustaches?
Just Frankie's.
Not much for water cooler talk, are you, boss?
I like that you call me boss.
Come on, we can take a tiny break. I hear there's a singles night at the senior
center. No! End of discussion.
But eventually, don't you want a date again?
Saul.
I just think you deserve to be happy.
I am happy. I've got Vibrant, I've got Frankie, who finally has gotten over her fear of the garbage disposal. This is enough for me.
Of course, I totally respect that, and I'm really glad to hear you say it. Of course, Freud believed that it's love which defines humanity.
Same Freud that diagnosed me with penis envy?
They weren't all hits, but he did say you need both work and love to be happy.
Yeah? Then why did you retire?
I have no idea. Break's over.
Outside, Robert and Frankie work at the patio table.
You know, we can just make a run for it.
Are you a good swimmer? We could be in Japan in a year.
Actually, I'm a very good swimmer.
I'm not. I'll just have to piggyback it.
I know why I hate this stuff, but you seem to hate this stuff, and it's actually your stuff.
I just pictured myself on the front lines, handing vibrators out to the masses, mobilizing nursing homes, that kind of thing.
Ah, reality could be a stark departure from fantasy.
Get me that on a hat. Although that's a lot of words. Get me two hats.
You know, when I got out of law school, I thought I'd be like Perry Mason, you know, winning all those dramatic cases at the last moment, holding the entire courtroom in my thrall.
At least you've got two working legs.
You're thinking of Ironside.
Why am I confused here?
Same actor, Raymond Burr. Does this look like Saul's?
I guess if you tilt it. What do I know? I'm not a box genius like Saul and Grace.
How do you know? You've only done two.
Lay off me, man.
Okay.
It's Jacob. What do I say?
Hello, Jacob.
Good, I like that. Hello, Jacob. I know, I'm so sorry. I don't think I can make it. Of course I want to talk to you about it. I'm not avoiding you, I promise. Let's talk about it tomorrow. Oh, unless, of course, Grace has a bunch of these boxes she wants me to finish. Okay. Okay, bye-bye.
Everything okay over there? Sorry, none of my business.
Unless I make it your business, because I need to get it off my chest. Jacob is selling the farm and moving to New Mexico, and he wants me to go with him.
New Mexico?
I know.
You thinking about it?
I am thinking about it. But I don't know. On the one hand, I've got my life here with Grace, my boys, our business. And on the other, there's Jacob with a whole new adventure.
Have you talked to Grace?
Oh, no, I can't talk to her till I figure it out. But I usually figure things out with her. So it's a brain buster.
I get that. But you're gonna have to tell her sooner rather than later. Take it from a man who told her later and really wishes he told her sooner.
Can I tell her when she's asleep? Or under the hairdryer? Or general anesthesia?
Frankie, get in here!
Oh, God, she heard us. You think she heard us? Be cool.
Right behind you, kid.
So, time for lunch yet?
Unbelievable!
I'm hungry.
Someone is ripping off our vibrator. Arlene just sent me an article. It's just announced a design geared for the older woman with a gel sleeve, an adjustable head, and glow-in-the-dark buttons.
Oh, that's what we're doing.
That's my point. It's what Hydrox did to Oreos.
We've been Hydroxed.
Actually, Hydrox was invented first in 1908. And in fact, Oreo was
I forgot you were a cookie historian.
Well, they can't do that. Wait, who's they?
Some company called Sextech.
Never heard of them.
It's a division of Omnitech.
Oh, they made my boombox.
This is bad, Frankie. We might have to sue them.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You do not want to do that. They have a lot of money. They have lawyers for their lawyers.
He's right. It could tie you up in court for years.
Years? Would I have to be here for that?
Why wouldn't you be here?
Frankie turns and stares at Robert. His brows rise and the corners of his mouth twitch.
What kind of look is that?
What look?
The look you just gave him and the one he gave you back. Oh, my God, did you know about this?
No. Grace, I would have told you.
Yeah, like when my breast was out at Jamba Juice.
Maybe we should let these two talk.
Talk about what, Robert? If the looks weren't looks, what is there to talk about? Frankie?
It's not about the article.
Well, then what's it about?
Santa Fe.
At a meeting.
Thank you for being so brave, Brendan. Would anyone else like to share?
Nadia raises her hand.
Hi, I'm Nadia. I'm an alcoholic addict.
Hi, Nadia.
And I had a really hard day. This guy I know apparently has feelings for me, and it freaked me out. I think because I have feelings for him, too.
Coyote looks up at her.
In the past, I just would have ripped this guy's pants off right in the middle of the street, done him right there. And then I would have ripped him off.
Coyote smiles.
But this was my first time in this situation sober. And I didn't know how to handle it.
She looks at him. He nods.
He's a nice guy. And I've never been with one of those. But maybe in the future, over time, and if he's patient.
He meets her gaze.
Who knows?
She sits. The guy next to Coyote leans close.
She likes me.
At Bud's, Allison eats scrambled eggs.
Are the eggs okay?
Yeah, they're delicious. Why?
I don't know. You just don't seem to be making that much noise.
I'm sorry.
Are you sure you don't mean...
What's the matter with you?
After we were done, when I came to the kitchen, you stayed in the bedroom and made that noise.
Oh, that was because of the vibrator.
But I thought you were completed.
I was. I totally was. I just took another spin around the old block.
But that sound you were making, it's way different than the sound you make with me.
And?
Does that mean it's better?
They were just two different experiences. Like surf and turf.
Surf and turf is one experience by definition.
Not the way I eat it.
And you're not answering the question.
I had an amazing time with you. That was some of the best sex that we've ever had.
Well, then why don't you make that sound with me?
No, it has nothing to do with you. It's just... it's a perfectly designed machine.
Okay, I get it.
You're well designed, too.
Okay. Enough with the adorable bullshit.
Don't be mad at the vibrator. When I am with you, it's beautiful, and it really means something.
You don't have to say that, but thanks.
You're welcome. Oh, I have to go home. I gotta feed Gregory. Can you please stop worrying?
Give me one more shot.
What?
Give me a chance to beat the machine.
You know, there's been an awful lot of attention on me today. Let me try a little something.
Moving away from Bud's apartment building.
Jacob is moving to Santa Fe.
What?
His kids are there.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
He asked me to go with him.
What? You're not thinking of going.
I don't know. I mean, there are a million things to think about.
When is he moving?
I don't know.
Well, then when would you have...
I don't know that either. Nothing has been decided yet.
Well, since you don't know anything, I have at least 400 vibrators left to box. 401.
Can we talk about this, please?
Can you print some more labels, please?
Grace.
No! I can't... I
can't talk about this right now. So label, label, label. And please, would you put the paper in right side up this time?
Frankie mimes knocking on Grace.
What are you doing?
I'm knocking on your walls, Grace. I'm going to find a way in. Where's the door? Show me a window.
Frankie, is this how you want to be murdered?
Looks like I'll just shimmy over the top and come through the chimney.
Frankie rolls her eyes.
Please talk to me. This is a big deal for both of us.
Excuse me.
I'm just thinking about what I want for the rest of my life. Don't you ever think about that? What do you see when you visualize your future?
Zero boxes in my house.
I picture myself in a hot air balloon.
Oh, wait a minute. I've changed my answer. When I picture my life, I'm holding a giant pin.
No, really. I want to fly freely. I want to soar. I want a big life that encompasses many different things.
Oh, congratulations. You dream about being a flying human fruit basket.
Talk to me. This is important.
This is important, too. Look, if you're not going to help, the least you can do is not slow me down.
I can help.
No. Obviously, you have a lot to think about, so go think. I'm fine.
Grace continues to package the vibrators. Frankie moves to the door. She pauses.
We'll talk about this in the morning. I guess.
Yeah. Frankie leaves. Grace immediately drops into a chair. She covers her mouth and closes her eyes. Cut to black.
Over me, need to breathe, need to breathe in my mind. Feel the blood in my veins like a kid inside. When I'm all out of feeling that don't belong to me, I need to breathe.
Okay, good night.
A baby with a phone. Skydance Television. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.